river, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this Tuesday, March 26, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a Detroit news story. Came out last night at 8:14 p.m. Joey Cappelletti from the Associated Press. Because Detroit News doesn't have enough reporters to come up with stories on their own. So now they're tapping into AP wires to put in their newspaper. Kind of an interesting decline I've noticed. I think they're actually laying off reporters. Maybe just maybe someday Craig Mauger will have to look for a real job. Instead of being a propagandist for Governor Gretchen Whitmer and the Democrat Party. Lansing, former President Donald Trump is urging Republicans in Michigan to target black voters in Detroit. And other predominantly African-American areas in the swing state. State GOP leaders said on Monday. Michigan GOP leaders, including the state's party's new chair, traveled to Florida to strategize with the Trump's campaign their approach to winning Michigan in 2024. I noticed some of our listeners were posting photographs of certain people within the Michigan Republican Party who was getting on a plane to go to Mar-a-Lago. Much of the discussion centered on Southeast Michigan, an area with large groups of minority voters who have been critical of President Joe Biden, particularly over his handling of Israeli-Hamas war that has caused high civilian casualties in the Gaza Strip. Rashida Tlaib got a huge number of Democrats to vote uncommitted in the presidential primary. Biden lost to Trump hugely, to use a Donald Trumpism. Got his butt kicked in the presidential primary here on February 27th. Democrats don't like Biden, a large number, and many of them are in Southeast Michigan. The largest Muslim population in the United States is Dearborn Hamtramck. They don't like what Bibi Netanyahu is doing in the Gaza Strip, and Biden is supporting Israel. Donald Trump believes that there's a case to be made for reaching out to black American voters and to Hispanic voters. He said whether it's in Saginaw, Wayne County, Muskegon, Benton Harbor, it doesn't matter, said the Michigan GOP chair, Pete Hoekstra. Wayne County is the state's most populous county and a Democratic stronghold. Both Biden and Trump will hotly contest Michigan. The state that flipped Democratic in 2020 after Donald Trump won Michigan in 2016. The state is being seen as highly critical to both candidates' chances in the November general election. Arab American protests over the war have driven a protest vote against campaigns in the Michigan Democratic primary and could affect down ballot races like U.S. Senate. This is going to be very, very interesting, folks, because this is a core constituency, I can't even say the word, base in Southeast Michigan that could actually vote for Donald Trump. Constituency, there we go. Have my tongue finally working. We'll be right back.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Second segment, hour number three. Got another story that's kind of interesting. Detroit returns to investment grade credit rating a decade after historic bankruptcy. talking about Detroit, Donald Trump saying, hey, Republican Party, you got to focus on Detroit. We got to flip some votes from Biden to me. We've got to do this. Well, what's going on in Detroit economically? City of Detroit has received a credit rating upgrade from Moody's Investors Services, returning the city to an investment grade status, decade after its historic bankruptcy filing. The city received a Baa2 grading. It's a 10 grade increase from the Caa3 rating, which they had as a very high credit risk back June of 2013. Mayor Mike Duggan touted the ratings agency's top-notch upgrade to investable. It's a rarity. This isn't a day I expected to see, but the city of Detroit has been returned to investment-grade credit rating for the first time in nearly 15 years, Duggan said at a news conference at the Detroit Police headquarters on Monday. When the emergency manager left in 2014, we had a lot of dire predictions. They said Detroiters couldn't be trusted with the self-determination, self-governance required to fix the city. What we have done since getting the 10 credit rating upgrades in less than a decade is nothing short than miraculous. Duggan further said the city has far surpassed the expectations that was proposed in the bankruptcy's plan of adjustment. In terms of jobs, revenue growth, budget balances, employment, home values, and other critical investments. Remarkably, the city of Detroit has higher credit ratings than a lot of other major cities in the country. Cities that we've been looking up to for a very, very long time. Now, it's kind of interesting because in his press conference, he appears to have a suit on, but no tie, open collar. Other politicians, people standing behind him, the same, no ties. A couple of them are looking nice. They've got ties. Their buttons are collared, or collared buttons are buttoned up. They've got their ties on, but not Duggan, not the mayor. He's casual Mike. He's holding a bottle of black ink because the city of Detroit is in the black. Moody's report forecasts that within the next 12 to 18 months, Detroit still faces elevated issues that are major concerns. Social risk, and also weaker economies coming statewide could impact Detroit. It must also contend with cost pressures due to inflation and restrictive revenue-raising frameworks. However, the city's ample fund balance and limited fixed costs supports the credit profile increase. So now it's okay to invest in Detroit. Despite credit pressures, Detroit's tax base valuation has actually doubled over the past 5 years. The prices of homes have doubled in the last 5 years. That's a good thing. Additionally, ongoing development and appreciation of these residential values will provide us an additional fiscal boost in next year's budget for 2025. The city's financial ratios are robust after a decade of solid financial performance. Now, according to the 2020 census, the city of Detroit has 640,000 residents, making it one of the largest cities in the United States, in the top 30 across the country, and is still Michigan's largest city. Three quarters of the city's revenue is for its governmental activities, and the remaining one quarter is for business type activities. The mayor said his meetings with credit rating agencies have been tense the last few years. He suspects that most recent top-notch upgrade is attributable in part to the city's spending of $826 million it got from Washington, D.C. in the form of the pandemic relief dollars known as the American Rescue Plan Act. So many cities took a good chunk or all of their federal money and put it into their budget to balance it. However, the city of Detroit didn't do that. Said we did not put $1 of that money into our budget because we already had it balanced on our own. We chose to take that money and invest it into our parks, our recreation centers, and into our folks. I think our decisions that we made will accelerate Detroit's growth by 10 years. Now, here is the bottom line. In 2014, when the emergency manager Kevin Orr left, turning the city over with a plan of adjustment, started off with dealing with the retirees' pension fund, calling for an investment of $150 million a year to get it fully funded. Well, he thanked the city council for helping avoid a pension cliff by establishing a $479 million retiree protection fund. Fully funded, the retirement plans are now paid for. That was another reason why Moody's upgraded their credit rating. Chief Financial Officer Jay Rising said, "To me, the rating agencies have upgraded us is evidence of both our performance to date as well as what they think our performance will be in the future going forward." Even the vice chairman of J.P. Morgan Chase told the Detroit News that the upgraded credit rating is a reflection of strong leadership from political and community figures as well as support from their private sector. The New York-based bank has made more than $200 million available in the Detroit area since 2014. That commitment also was a template that they used in Chicago, San Francisco, New York, and other places. However, Detroit was the only city that got a credit upgrade after using the money wisely. Do you know what this is, folks? Bottom line, this is the mayor of Detroit, Mike Duggan, however the heck you say his name, I really don't care. This is going to be his platform for running for governor as a Democrat in 2026 against Jocelyn Benson. If he runs, Benson's in trouble. I hope he runs. So I don't have to. I don't have to primary challenger. All the Democrats will be staying home on their side of the ballot in the primary in August of 2026 because they'll have a real battle going on between Mike Duggan versus Jocelyn Benson. They will have to stay on their side of the ballot. So we will get a real Republican primary for governor in 2026. Thank you, God. I am so happy for this story. He's going to be running as a business mayor who fixed the city of Detroit. Elect me governor of the state, and I'll fix the state just like I fixed Detroit. Mark my words, that's his TV commercial in 2026. The chairman of JP Morgan Chase also cited per capita income growth. More Detroiters have bank accounts, improving their credit scores, showing that they have additional $20 billion in deposits at Chase Banks in the city of Detroit. Chase has really been opening up branches, kiosks, ATM machines in the city of Detroit. If you haven't noticed, if you go to Comerica Park to watch the Detroit Tigers, Chase ATM machines all over Comerica Park. Chase, Chase, Chase everywhere. Comerica, I don't even think they're going to be able to keep funding the name of the stadium. It could be called Chase Park because that's what Chase Bank's doing in Detroit. He finished his statement by saying the city is showing signs that it's moving forward, is on the right track, and ultimately fostering confidence in the banking community. You can never overestimate confidence, Cher said. 10 years is not a lot of time in the scheme of things. And to see such a dramatic turnaround like this has never been seen before in the state of Michigan. So there you go, folks. Remember, we said it on this show right here, March 26, 2024, before Easter of 2024, we talked about Mike Dugan running for governor as a Democrat against Jocelyn Benson. I'd love to see that debate. Benson is a bought and paid for, fully funded by George Soros, Manchurian candidate for governor. Handpicked by George Soros. Well, the mayor of Detroit has turned the city around, and I honestly believe he will run in 2026. We'll have to wait and see. But that's a good story. That's a feel-good story. I love the city of Detroit. I love going to Comerica Park. I love watching the Red Wings. I love the city of Detroit. American Coney Island, Lafayette Coney Island, absolutely. Absolutely. Greek Town, love it. Good to see, because what's good for Detroit, folks, is good for us. We don't have to bail out Detroit. We don't have to send our money down there anymore. Well, guess what? That's good for the rest of the state of Michigan. We're going to shift gears, get back to Lansing. I'm Chuck Green. We'll be right back.